Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
This is one of the funniest headlines I've had in some time. Florida woman has her headshot sold to a stock photo site, and now she's on the cover of an erotic novel titled His Big Childhood Sweetheart. This actually is the thing. Christian Demerit of Miami shared her story. It started when she graduated from college back in 2010. She had a theater degree. She needed new headshots. So she met up with a recommended photographer at Park in Bayside. They took pictures. She paid him $100. Everything seemed fine. But she didn't read the contract all the way through. She didn't read the fine print. The fact that it was only $100 should have been her first warning sign, because the photographer sold her pictures to a stock image site. And so now somebody, a publisher, ended up purchasing her photos and putting them on a cover of erotic. It is so ridiculous, but that's a real thing. And she sold it, so she's always going to be, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think she needs to probably update her headshots now. I'm just going to say. That's pretty funny. Florida woman was arrested for meth in the Florida Keys while keeping up with a pagan motorcycle gang. No, they're called the Pagans. Two suspected members of the motorcycle gang were arrested in separate incidents, one for having an outstanding warrant and another. She looks so surprised in her stock photo, her booking photo. For illegal possession. They were apparently a prohibited possessor and they were in possession of a firearm. But they said that this woman, Nicole Fortier, 45, was arrested for possession of meth. She was in illegal possession of a concealed weapon. She had all kinds of drug paraphernalia, and she was apparently speeding. She got pulled over for speeding and not wearing a seatbelt, and that's what apparently got her in trouble. So she's been booked. A Florida man was accused of carrying cocaine in his shoe, and he looks exactly like a Florida man accused of carrying cocaine in his shoe would look like. Palm Bay Councilman Pete Filiberto is accused of a DUI and carrying said cocaine in said shoe. Records show it was his third charge, his third DUI, apparently. He's a Palm Bay City Council member. He was arrested Saturday night, so he was riding his motorcycle. He was driving while impaired, and he had 10 grams of coke in his shoe. He's 34 years old, was elected to office in 2022, so he's charged with possession of cocaine, reckless driving, DUI, no motorcycle endorsement, and refusing a DUI test, according to News Channel 6. And, of course, they found the cocaine only after they took him to the police department's holding cell and they asked him to remove his shoes. And this is his third arrest on DUI charges. Oh, man. And he looks totally like you would expect a guy that has cocaine in his shoe to look. Just saying. A neighbor saves a boy from an armed kidnapping in Pembroke Park, and he's being celebrated for just disregarding his own safety. This is a pretty amazing story. He saved the boy from the kidnapper by asking the kidnapper for a beer as a distraction, and then he got into a scuffle as the kidnapper was reaching for his gun, ended up saving the kid. Pretty awesome thing that this guy did. So his name is Major Ra Donovan. Awesome. Well, that's the spokesperson for the department. They don't have this guy named. Very cool. Third hour on the way. What is the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen? It's already passed the illegal arms trade, and soon it will pass the drug trade. Because someone can sell a bag of cocaine one time, but they can sell a child 5 to 10 times per day. On July 4th, witness the gripping reality of true heroism in the film Sound of Freedom. From Angel Studios, the force behind His Only Son and The Chosen, comes an extraordinary true story of courage and redemption. Experience the spirit of hope and the power of human resilience. The goal is for 2 million people to get into theaters the week of July 4th and remember the 2 million children who are trafficked every year. Visit angel.com/freedom. That's angel.com/freedom. Buying tickets in advance sends an important message. To show your support, purchase tickets for yourself or pay it forward so they can pack theaters the week of July 4th. Visit angel.com/freedom. I wanted to get with this story. This is a 2A issue. So don't laugh at me. I've played Minecraft. Okay. They got Mojang, which is a Swedish company. They were purchased by Microsoft a few years ago. Well, now it came out. Minecraft is where It's actually, if you've noticed, it's actually pretty cool. You can, there's like, they have all different kinds of servers. They have different mods for it. You know, there's a lot of really cool stuff. And you can actually learn a lot about geology, believe it or not, from Minecraft. It's a fun open world game. When we homeschooled, like it was super useful. I mean, it's popular for a reason. And you've had these different Minecraft servers exist for, gosh, decades, I think, since the beginning of the game. So now Mojang is reportedly banning guns on Minecraft servers, and not just really guns. I mean, it's like all weaponry, axes, bows, crossbows, swords. Swords? It's not banning the weapons. I was reading it was banning all the weapons. It was including a lot. They mentioned the weaponry, but they're banning guns, which you can like mod out and you can, you know, put a gun in, you know, one of your games. And there's one server. Let me pull this up. It's Grand Theft Minecraft, GTM Group. So Minecraft's enforcement team targeted their use of firearms and other weapons. And they said that they contacted the server's owners, told them that their firearms in that shown were in violation of Mojang's brand and commercial guidelines, as well as all of the game's restrictions and regulations. But hasn't the server been up for like a decade before they ever came and said anything to them? It was up for like a while. So they sent this out. They said, I mean, it's a long thing. They said, our team came across the following items, which are not compliant: gun and firearms. All servers, entitlements, and advertising are suitable for children, blah, blah, blah. All references to guns and firearms are not compliant. Such instances must be removed in order to reach compliance. And so Grand Theft Minecraft wrote back, and they said, it's incredibly unfair that Mojang can wipe off servers that have been up and running for decades, sometimes on a whimsical recent directive. Gun servers have been allowed to operate under the EULA for years, and now to suddenly reinterpret it is straight on tyrannical. They said they worded it more nicely in their reply. They added that their reinterpretation will harm hundreds of communities and millions of players that make them up. They said Minecraft itself has bombs in it. It does. It has TNT, gunpowder, suicide bombers, which are the creepers, crossbows, which a lot of jurisdictions, and they are correct, consider to be technically a firearm. This is something that differs state by state, locality by locality. That's a separate issue. Swords, etc. They said both Mojang endorsed servers and Mojang endorsed DLCs on the Minecraft marketplace have firearms. The Mineplex even shows up as a recommended server on Bedrock. So they ask, is it unfair to start by targeting us first? They add games like Fortnite and Roblox that are widely considered as okay for kids are even more explicit. Have more explicit weapons, which is absolutely true, compared to what they said is their blocky, pixelated gun models, which is true. This is one of the stupidest things I've ever seen. And so they said that they got their response and reply, this response from Mojang. They said, we understand your frustration and disappointment from this new directive. You know, despite this, the recent directive is one that, you know, our leadership team must enforce. You know, it's purely for guns and firearms. But they make a good point, though. What about Fortnite? They literally sell fake, like, toy guns at like, Walmart and that based on Fortnite. You can get them off Amazon. Hell, I have two water guns right now sitting on my patio that were from Fortnite. So they add, the Grand Theft Minecraft said, since their reply did not properly establish where they were trying to draw the line between what was being considered okay and not, we asked them if we could rebrand our guns as airsoft by adding orange tips. I love it. They said, no, to be fully compliant, you have to change the names. The server must change the names of the firearms. You can't have sniper rifle or anything, blah, 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 that you can't have real life guns. So they said, so what they're going to do is they're basically going to like make them look fruity and put orange tips on them and then call them something different. This is the dumbest, which is totally like gun control. I cannot even believe. Mojang, you guys are clowns. You guys are absolute Xi Jinping loving clowns. I hate all of you. This is so stupid. This is so dumb. And you're making these people that have operated the server totally, I mean, you know what? You've seen more violence from trans activists than you have from, you know, the Grand Theft Minecraft people. Jiminy Christmas. Oh, but you can't talk about that, though, because they've turned that person into like their Joan of Arc. The KS7 from Kel-Tec might be short and slim on the outside, but it's long under the hood with its 18.5-inch barrel packed into its bullpup design. It's ready for home defense, backcountry hiking, or anywhere you need a compact 12-gauge shotgun. The KS7 is lightweight with a magazine capacity of 6+1 or 7+1, depending on shell size, easy to handle with rear loading and downward ejection, and standard carry handle that doubles as a sighting solution. Every KS7 produced at Kel-Tec is made in the USA by a team who takes pride in their work and believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms. Every KS7 comes with a lifetime warranty with proof of purchase as original owner. Defend what matters most to you with the KS7 shotgun available through Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. And sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com. Now, I'm always amazed when countries come up with very weird ways to deal with what they think is an issue. So the Irish government, I don't know what's going on in Ireland. They're restricting speech, and now they want to spend tons of money, millions of dollars, to sacrifice 65,000 cows to the god of climate change. This is akin to throwing somebody in a volcano to make the volcano god happy. So it's the climate change religion. You know, that's what happens. There's going to be a moral standard imposed. So which standard is it going to be? $1 million question. So they said that this budget, it's a leaked document that reports that the Irish government is planning to murk 65,000 cows a year for the next 3 years at a cost of 200 million euros a year to meet its climate targets. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. The Irish Times, they said that the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association almost sounds like a ban. They said any plan to cull Ireland's dairy herd must be voluntary. I don't know why I'm saying it like that, just maybe it's because it's Irish. Pat McCormick told News Talk Breakfast that if there's to be a scheme, it needs to be a voluntary scheme. That it's absolutely critical because there's no point in calling numbers from an individual who's barred on the back of a huge financial commitment on the back of achieving a certain target that's taken from under him. So it doesn't look like anything about the mandate is voluntary because it looks like a mandate. They're trying to reduce Irish livestock. And this is something that we saw with the Dutch farmers, too. The PJ Media noted the Dutch Farmer Citizen Movement won a historic victory in Parliament earlier this spring. They ran essentially literally on the issue of rolling back plans to shut down food production and replace them with this corporatized system of raising bugs. No joke. So now they want to cull Irish cows. For what? Not because of disease or anything else, just because climate. It's a religion. They want to sacrifice the cows to the god of climate. The thing is if these people actually really believe this, that'd be one thing. But they don't. They don't believe it. I mean, what ultimately it is this is about control. And they are acting as though they're doing something. They care for the planet. We care so much about it. If you don't agree with us, then you must hate Mother Earth. But it's not about that at all. It's about control. It's about redistribution. It's about making people subjugated to the state. Ultimately, who's going to be in charge of food production if they're killing? I mean, 65,000 cows a year, it's crazy. That's livestock. That's food. That's milk. It's protein. All kinds of stuff. But this is their cult. And like I said, it would be one thing if they really believed that they were doing something good for the planet. But I don't believe that they think that. This is one of the dumb. This is stupid. This is some medieval stuff. We have to go and sacrifice the cows to make the sun happy. So it doesn't burn us. Jiminy Christmas. You can see what the Southern Poverty Law Center did yesterday. It was pretty amazing. I don't know if you're familiar with the Southern Poverty Law Center, but it's kind of a joke of a organization. I mean, I think it's a hate organization, ultimately. I mean, it is. They added parental rights groups like Moms for Liberty, Defending Education, and Parents' Rights in Education, and a whole bunch of other groups to their quote-unquote hate map. And they put these groups literally next to Ku Klux Klan groups. Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, they said that they called the parental rights movement, quote, uptown Klans. That's how they referred to them. A researcher over at SPLC said that. They were comparing them like back during Brown v. Board of Education. And this, I mean, they, if you think, the Southern Poverty Law Center is itself a hate group, but they're a hate group that has influence because Biden just, he brought on a lawyer, confirmed to the 11th Circuit, and the FBI cited them on that, when they were going after the whole radical Catholic hate group thing, the FBI cited them in this memo that came out earlier this year. So they're a hate group. I mean, this is a hate group that whose hate map inspired Floyd Corkins to go and try to massacre everyone at Family Research Council at their D.C. office a few years back. And he went off their map and he had the map literally out on his person from their website. So they do this. I mean, when you look at some of these groups literally were founded by black female Democrats. And they're classifying these groups along with Klan groups. No joke. That's what the Southern Poverty Law Center is doing. You know, some of the groups, like the one that's based in Virginia. And actually, I just tweeted her, Azra Nomani, what her group is on this map. She's a Muslim Democrat. And the group she founded is listed literally next to Klan groups by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Just because they're mad over parents speaking out and challenging federal control over their children. This is just inexcusable. So inexcusable. Did you see what's been happening in California? Armenian parents speaking out. I can't wait till they're called white adjacent. You know it's coming. Actually, I think it already did. I actually think I saw a tweet. Verified Journal actually tweet this. That's coming. When you look at Michigan, when you look in California, when you look at a lot of the parents that are speaking out, these are a lot. It's not just white Republican parents. They're black Republican parents, black Democrat parents, Muslim Democrat, Muslim Republican, Armenian, independent. I mean, who knows? But they desperately need you to think that it's only white Republican parents that are speaking out about this. When, in fact, in some cities, the white Republican parents are the minorities in the group. That's a fact. This is just absolutely awful. This is how badly they want to control your children, and it's all the more evidence as to why you need to push back twice as hard.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.